Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Amazing thing just took place this week in with Americans in Virginia and in New Jersey. A very amazing thing, because God is just. God is just, and he does have justice movements. And when Israel wouldn't move into a just place, he would motivate them by allowing people that would agitate them, that would cause them to get hopefully back into a place. But sometimes he would go from this level of agitation to a thicker level of agitation and oppression, till finally it's like, I mean, you're just not going to listen. Mm-hmm. You're just not going to listen till captivity. And that was a justice movement, because justice means, and you gotta get this. If you have not gotten this, you've got to get the special offer. No one calls for justice. No one calls for justice. It's going to be made available to you for any offer at all at VFNTV.com, because you got to begin to call for justice. But if you don't understand it, you won't, because justice is about getting things back in order again. Somebody will tell you, said, you know, what is, how could that be justice? How could you know, Jehoiakim, after Josiah, be God's justice? Well, it's because you didn't listen when you were free.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if we bring Jehoiakim in, which is a person who was chosen by Egypt, was named by Egypt, but they chose the name God Set Man. So you can't tell me that Egypt pulled one over on America. You have to understand the church turned their back on God, and God allowed this thing to take place. And they had to name him Jehoiakim, which is God's set man, because that was Josiah's son.
Mm-hmm.
And Josiah, King Josiah, which was one that pleased God, he didn't name him that. He got renamed in the Cairo speech.
Mm.
He got renamed. But don't get all upset about the Cairo speech, because understand that that was allowed by God.
That's right.
Don't be focused. I mean, God loves folks. Focus on God. God, what have we done? I mean, be open to going, I know it looks like they're trying to kill me here. Obviously, we have offended you somewhere. Let me get into the Word. Let me step out. I'm talking beyond the 3% that read the Word of God.
It's all Father filtered.
That's right. And so God, there's a justice movement coming. There's two justice movements coming. And I just got to tell you how I'm feeling in my spirit. I'm feeling like it may be one justice movement. You know what I'm saying? It may be some sort of Jehoiakim, Nebuchadnezzar. We're going to get things in order again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sensing, like, because, yeah, people just repelling this. People who say they're walking with the Lord are repelling justice.
Mm.
Versus, no, you can't repel justice. You have to find out, what have we done? Have we left the cross? Have we quit preaching the cross? Have we quit preaching Jesus? Are we demanding some sort of political answer? Or what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And because God's just. Listen, this is how just God is, just so you know it. He wanted a relationship with you, but you sinned. And you were bound for darkness forever, to be in the lake of fire. That was your destiny.
Mm.
But he didn't want that for you.
Mm.
So what he did was, he knew that he's just, and so he had to deal with our sin. He had to deal with it. And so he said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send my son, who's done nothing wrong, and he loves me so much that he's willing to do this for me, and he loves you so much because he has the same love for you that I have for you, that he's willing to do this, and he's going to live your life without being in darkness and sin, and then I'm going to offer him up, because I got to deal with this thing. It's got to be dealt with. This is how just he is. Romans chapter 5 talks about how just he is. And I'm going to take my son, who is perfect in every way, who I am so pleased with, who we've been together just forever, eternity. I'm going to take all your wrongs, everything that you've ever done, ever did, doing, or will do, and I'm going to put it on him. I'm going to put it on him. And I'm going to take my fist. I'm so angry at sin. I'm so angry at what you've done. And instead of taking my fist and knocking your head off, I'm going to take my fist and I'm going to punch my own son. Mm. I'm going to hit my own son. I'm going to bring judgment. I'm going to bring the gavel down. And I'm going to slap. I'm going to hit my own son. I'm going to deal with sin with my own son. I'm going to, instead of hitting you, which you deserve, this is how just he is, by the way. And anybody saying that there's not going to be a justice movement, there already has one. I'm telling you right now what it is. And he sat there and as his son hung on the cross, nailed to the cross publicly before everyone because he allowed it. This is what he says. At just the right time, he offered up his son as a sacrifice for our... This is how just he is. Don't say there's not no justice movement going on. You just got to find out, is it God's justice? Is God having to raise up Jehoiakim and Nebuchadnezzar to do what we did not do? Is he doing by force what we refuse to do by choice? I mean, what's going on here? This is how just he is. And here his son, who was perfect in every way, he put all the sin that ever was and ever will be on him. It was so bad, he struck his own son on this cross and turned his face. His face has never been turned away from his son. And turned his face. And even Jesus cries out, "Father, Father, why have you forsaken me?" That was the moment that had never happened in his whole existence ever. Don't tell me God's not just. This justice should put the fear of God in you that causes you to get right before God. Mm-hmm. And never make light of the justice of God and what he did. Because when he did that for his son, he did that on his son for you, so you could have a relationship with him. When they buried him in the tomb for 3 days, he went down and Jesus came and went down into hell and stole the keys to death, hell, and the grave so that you would not have to be bound by that anymore. And on the third day, this same God, the same Father that offered up his son for you, this just God, brought him back to life again, and now he walked amongst the earth to show you, this is how just I am. I dealt with sin. And then all of a sudden, he rises where they're watching. And then he kind of vanishes into the air as he's in the, and the angels appear and says, "Why are you standing here looking up this very same Jesus who's not on the cross no more, who's not a babe in the manger no more, who is King of kings and Lord of lords, will come back. He's just. Behold the kindness and the sternness of God." You have to understand. I just sense this. I'm telling you with my spirit now. My spirit, when I see what I began to reveal yesterday, what God's revealed to me about the history of America and how the church has just turned their face away from justice, has just like, get over it. Mm-hmm. It's like, really? Mm-hmm. Really? I mean, how can you get over what God hit his son for? Mm. How can you just get over it? I mean, it's just like my spirit just, I can't even look at our history because it's just, my heart breaks. And I really believe, obviously, that's God in my spirit showing me how his heart's broken over us and what we've done and what we've allowed. And I just sense this tidal wave. If we pay attention, if we listen, if we deal with the realities of our present sin and the sin of our fathers and our fathers' fathers, if we do this, there's hope. Mm-hmm. There's hope. But let me tell you something. Even if he has to use Jehoiakim, even if he has to use Nebuchadnezzar, he'll do it. He'll put things back in order again.
He sure will.
Because this is what happened. Let me tell you what happened in Virginia to the Americans in Virginia and the Americans in New Jersey. This is what they said when they went to the polls and they chose people with certain values and all that. This is what they chose. They said, "Listen, we like the direction that we're presently going. Mm. Let's just go the way of Jehoiakim. Mm. Let's just head the way of Zedekiah." Because what happened in my spirit when I saw the decisions that was made in New Jersey and in Virginia is Zedekiah is waiting for us. Mm. Zedekiah is waiting for us. Because you know what? Zedekiah was also chosen by radical. Oh, excuse me. Was also chosen by Egypt. But this was such a momentum that even the Egyptians couldn't hold on to it because they had no idea that the Babylonian place of captivity was rising and that all of a sudden America would shift from what they figured they had all figured out. We've learned how to live under high taxation. That's what Jehoiakim did. When Jehoiakim got in, he cranked the taxes as high as he could. Do you know what they said in Virginia and New Jersey? They said, "Let it rip. bring socialism, bring communism. You know what they said in New York? They said, bring it on. Crank it up, Jehoiakim. Let it go. We can handle this. But you don't understand that Nebuchadnezzar is beyond that.
Mm.
We should turn to God. Justice is served at the cross. We need to begin to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified to ourselves, to our families, to our cities, to our nation. We have to humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways. God will hear and He will heal our land. But this area, you're talking about captivity. It was 70 years. Israel, because they didn't listen, they went 70 years under Babylonian captivity under Nebuchadnezzar that God called His servant.
Mm.
And who led them there was a guy, a leader named by, again, Egypt, whose name was Zedekiah. And guess what his name means? God is just. Don't tell me He's not into justice movements.
Mm.
He's willing to put us under captivity for 70 years.
That's right.
So we'll get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Mm.
Don't tell me that He's not into justice movements. Don't tell me He won't use somebody who don't know Him to be able to bring to pass His will. Don't tell me that He won't allow locusts to come to devour your field, or cause your ground not to grow no more, or cause the rain to stop coming down no more, or allow plagues to come amongst your people. I mean, think about it. Understand God is just, and what just happened? What just happened was in Virginia and New Jersey, it said, let's just let it rip. We got this Jehoiakim thing figured out, and you have no idea, because this is what Jehoiakim means, God set man.
Mm.
But let me tell you what Zedekiah means. I'm going to deal with this innocent bloodshed in this nation. God is just. I'm going to balance these scales, because you wouldn't come to the cross where I balance it with my son. I'm going to balance it in your life, in your children's life, in your children's children's life. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.